but to the far left.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll listen to them. Some of the points be good, and some just too far. They blame the whites for our different skin colors, because if you read history, we were bred like cattle, and masters would go and pick. And this is another thing where the skin color came along too. See, when you had a pretty, fair, black young girl or fair man, they were kept in the house to do housework. They were somewhat padded. But when you had dark ones, they had to work in the fields.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought about this discrimination or dissension among blacks. They talked, and blacks were conditioned. But really, I don't know about, I've gotten away from the person that you asked, and I lost my thought on that, but give me the question again, because I got
this name for white.
Well, this is just honky and peckerwood and barbarians. Oh, yeah, that's good. The barbarians, well, the white, some of these rubber blacks have a label of the whites as being barbarians for doing this sort of thing, and cannibals for doing, well, their people. And really, some white Americans didn't feel like foreigners were of their race, so they put them in slavery, too. So that's why they, like Stokely Carmichael, would just come out and say, well, you're a barbarian of that nature because you did this.
Is the word honky used to mean any white, or is that a, like, peckerwood? Can it refer to certain class?
Again, yes, like the situation. Now, you might have some whites that would be considered conservative, and it's a white teacher on this campus, and he makes a point out of it. I will do certain things to show you I'm not prejudiced. Well, see, if you're not prejudiced, you don't need to go around announcing it every time that someone asks you to do something. And then right there, I would consider him as a honky, because if he's not prejudiced and doesn't mind doing things like that, and see, that's not a funny joke. And you don't bring that up in every situation, because you could say that to somebody that's in a bad mood. They'll take it the wrong way. Well, I'll go inside and show you I'm not prejudiced. You might be in that mood for that day. But I've heard so many people say every time he brings that up on every situation. Mm-hmm. And he should really, somebody should really tell him to get away from that, because if you're black, you're prejudiced. If you're white, you're Mexican. It's natural, and just face facts. You can't help but be in that, because that's the way you're brought up in your homes to look down on certain things. And but as you get up in life, you find that everything you hear and you're told is not true. You have to really see it for yourself. But you can always expect certain things out of certain people, because you have been conditioned to do that. But
what would you call the kind of white people that you really look down on? The sort of they don't try to do anything for themselves. They're too lazy to work. They just...
Well, again, there, being in this area, I haven't got a chance to see too many of them like that, because the whites here try to hide those kind of people, but they look down on them. They will accept an educated black or person from the black community before they accept a white that does not go and gets herself a permit, her own hair. It looks like hay. She's just come out the haystack or something like that. But when I had an experience of working in the courthouse one summer as a student, and around here and a lot of places, politicians will get up, well, I'm going to get up and get all these black people off of welfare and keep them out.
Mm-hmm.